Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
10:02 on a Friday, Sports Daily. Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle, Jad Chambers back in the studio. We opened our Friday fun with a little bit of Urban Meyer talk and his bumpy road over his timeline from the time that he was at, his first real big stop as far as head coaching goes, Bowling Green all the way till now. And I know a guy that's got thoughts on that, plus plenty of other stuff, is the Roto World college football writer, rotoworld.com, NFL draft analyst. We'll get into all that with him. It's Thor Nystrom. We say good morning and welcome to the show. Thor, how are you?
Gentlemen, good to be with you.
Hey, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Before we get going,
absolutely,
since it's a Friday and we're having some fun here, and you went to KU, my Twitter question had to do with the Mount Rushmore of KU hoops. And I'll ask you start with a simple question. Does James Naismith belong on the Mount Rushmore of KU hoops?
Yeah, of course. He has to. Without James Naismith, the other faces aren't on there.
Ha ha! Yes! Thank you. Bruce went with Fog Allen, Danny Manning, Wilt Chamberlain, and who else, Bruce?
Fill in the blank.
No.
Well, I actually had James Naismith in my four, but the way that we were talking about it at that point was who would your fourth be with these? My argument was he would be on the Mount Rushmore of the Springfield, Massachusetts YMCA, probably not on KU's, if you defined it from a standpoint of things done in the service of KU basketball while at the University of Kansas or as a, acolyte of the University of Kansas.
He made a good splitting hairs argument, Thor, for James Naismith. maybe not, but...
But it's hard to top Thor. He's right. Without James Naismith, you can't have basketball. So, right. Okay. I listen.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
All right. We talked about Thor, Urban Meyer in the first segment. And I kind of chronicled his timeline from 2001 until he finally stopped coaching at Ohio State. And as you point out on Twitter, at ThorKU, look, his college football win-loss record is without reproach, really. He's done nothing but win everywhere he's gone, and it's been at an incredibly high level. But while this is a splashy hire for Jacksonville, do you think it should be careful what you wish for here?
Well, I think it's a little riskier than people think. I think, like, the way that it's being presented is like, this is a slam dunk hire. This was the one candidate they could get that was like a grand slam, et cetera. I'm not sure that I see it that way. And I do think that Urban Meyer is one of the best college football coaches ever, not just in the modern era, but ever. But, again, you're talking about a coach who's never coached, been a head coach in the NFL. He's walked away from coaching twice because of serious health issues that he says are exacerbated by stress. He had 31 players at Florida that were arrested during his time there. Obviously, the Zach Smith thing at Ohio State blew up, and that in part led to him leaving there. So both of his last two places he's left, yeah, it's been with health issues, but it's also been with some of these other questions, you know, culture type questions surrounding, you know, his departures there as well. So to me, he's a guy who, you know, obviously he's very intense and he's very fastidious. You know, you can even tell that from his television work, you know, how much it matters to him, et cetera. But it seems like he's a guy who sort of like throws himself all in, and then his candle just burns really bright. And it seems like, you know, just from his pattern in college, and we'll see if this ends up happening in the NFL as well. But he was always a guy that turned programs around really quickly. His first two programs, which in the G5, Bowling Green and then Utah, at the time was G5, he bounced from them pretty quickly. So it didn't get to the point where, you know, this sort of thing happened. But at Florida and Ohio State, he stayed there a little bit longer. And both of the cultures of those programs were questioned before he left. And this isn't even bringing up stuff like the Aaron Hernandez stuff and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I mean, he's been around some sort of questionable characters who he apologized for their character at the time he was around them.
Thor, where are you now as he heads to Jacksonville via the draft, which is your expertise, area of expertise? Is Trevor Lawrence an absolute no-brainer, or does he roll in with maybe he being Urban Meyer roll in with maybe a different idea or a change of pace, or are we going to play it by Hoyle and close to the book, do you think?
I do think that Lawrence is pretty dang close to a slam dunk, and with any other coach hire, I would have said for sure slam dunk. The only thing that makes this interesting, of course, is Justin Fields was an Urban sure. Meyer kind of a guy, you know, kind of a target there. Going into Ohio State. So, you know, I think at least there's going to be a storyline, you know, that I'm sure Urban Meyer might even put out that he's considering Justin Fields. He might even try to help Justin Fields with his position in Jacksonville, even if he intends to take Trevor Lawrence. So, but yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the pick. I mean, almost, it would be one of the great stunners in NFL draft history if Lawrence is not the first pick. But the fact that Urban Meyer has a history with Justin Fields does, you know, add a layer of intrigue, I would say.
Thor Nystrom joining us, rotoworld.com, a college football writer and draft analyst. Yet another unbelievable team from Alabama. Award winners at nearly every single position. And I was so drunk on Joe Burrow and LSU last year that I thought I'd seen the last of the best offense in college football, and here comes Alabama. Were they better, and what do all these declarations do for Alabama moving forward? We'll get into the particular dudes here in a second, but another reload for Alabama, and was this the best offense we've ever seen?
The best offense ever question is, that's a really good question. We'd probably need a couple shows to parse that down, Alabama against LSU. I think I'd still take LSU's offense. Like when you look at that offense, you know, and you know, like all the guys that left for the NFL, I think 17 guys off that team were drafted in the NFL. Dang near every, you know, starter on certainly on the offensive side. Yeah, Alabama, great talent as well. I just see Mac Jones as something of a step down from Burrow. And you know, of course, Devonta Smith had one of the great, you know, wide receiver seasons that we've ever seen. But I just think the high end talent. And the, you know, sort of across the board talent was a little bit better on that LSU offense. What was your other question? I'm sorry.
Are we just going to reload with when Nick Saban turns 70 and we crank up 2021? They're going to be number one again.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly going to be in the discussion, right? Like, you know, I mean, every time they have one of these stud quarterbacks leave, you know, it's like, you know, you went from Hurts to Tua, although that was halftime at the national yeah. title game. And then you go from Tua to Mac Jones. And now you're going to go from Mac Jones to Bryce Young. And Bryce Young was, you know, the five-star quarterback that everyone in the nation was after. So, you know, and Bryce Young, he competed against Mac Jones in camp. So that wasn't an assured thing that Mac Jones was going to win that job, you know, in camp this past year. Probably didn't help Bryce Young, the COVID stuff and stuff like that. But I think he's going to be a stud, you know, and obviously they're going to have plenty of talent coming back to that team as well. So they're going to be up there. I'm not sure, you know, as far as me putting my preseason, you know, pull out, I'm not sure that they would be my number one team, but they're certainly going to be top five preseason, and they're going to be in the discussion again for sure.
Is Mac Jones going to go ahead of Trey Lance, who is getting a lot of run out of North Dakota State? How good a guy is this? Is he a first-round pick? And after Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, how do you like this quarterback class in the draft?
That's the way, you know, like you sort of have hierarchies, I think, that are starting to become, you know, a little bit more clear. For me, probably for everyone, it's, you know, you have Lawrence at the top, and then you have your, depending on the analyst, it's either three or four guys in the next tier. For me, it would be three, you know, with Lance capping that out, you know, obviously alongside Zach Wilson and Justin Fields. Mac Jones to me would be the fifth guy. For me, he's clearly behind a guy like Trey Lance and Zach Wilson. But he's, you know, he's a good prospect. For me, I'm probably going to end up ranking him as sort of like a high round two guy. I imagine he goes a bit higher than that. I just think there's some limitations to his game. There are some, you know, similarities with Joe Burrow. People have brought that up. There's more than one. There's a couple differences. Number one, his arm isn't as strong. And the way you can see this manifest, you know, whether you're watching it or if you look into the advanced stats, it's on tight window throws. A lot of the counting stats, if you looked at the two of them, Jones acquits himself well, you know, in a comparison this season to last season. But if you look at the tight window throws, Burrow's were his percentages and everything like that, and his efficiency in those throws was far, far better than Mac Jones's. So I think there's an arm strength thing. And then the other thing is functional mobility. Burrow just had oodles of that. Even if he's not the most, you know, athletic guy in the world, he could always dance around the pocket. He was tremendous at that. I think Mac's a bit more limited athletically, and that's something that manifests as well. You know, he's not able to buy quite as much time. This season he was in this, you know, not just playing behind the best offensive line in the nation. They won the Joe Moore Award. Not just playing with the, you know, perhaps the best wide receiver we've seen in college the last 20 years, at least in terms of the season he put up, you know, and then obviously Najee and, you know, everything else like that. But it was also a Steve Sarkisian offense. And yep, what Sarkisian is so brilliant at, it's, you know, with these motions and creating space and putting guys into one-on-one situations, et cetera. And Jones didn't have to, as much as some other quarterbacks in this class, be reading the field with bullets flying. So some of these throws that he made were predetermined reads. You know, like, you know, people out there watching the national championship, recall in your memory how many times there was pre-snap motion, specifically with Devonta Smith. And remember how many, you know, they'd have Devonta running left, right. And then, you know, he'd sprint to the right. And all of a sudden, you know, Mac Jones had an easy throw out to the right flat near the goal line where Devonta would be one-on-one with the guy. Well, you know, okay, he got a 10-yard touchdown pass there, but all that work was done for him by Sarkisian and Devonta. So that's just one example. But I do think there's area of his game and his eval to be a tad weary about, even if you do respect him as a prospect overall.
That was only one example, but that was a huge one, because that was my question. That was going to be my question to you. In that first half, we're all screaming at our TV at how open Devonta Smith is every single time he goes down the field. And wasn't that one quarter, that one touchdown Thor at the end of the first half, he was lined up on a linebacker?
Yeah. Sarkisian, man, is he clever. You know, with all the different motion and stuff like that, and it's not just that in-game. Sarkisian, and this is a Nick Saban thing too, they're very clearly they want to attack they want to mercilessly attack what your weakness is, right? Like every single mm-hmm. thing they play. So they study up on him, obviously. And with Ohio State, they had two mediocre starting cornerbacks, and their third cornerback was a bum. And so they wanted, you know, like, and they also had coverage limitations on their linebackers. And so the game becomes, it's like, well, Devonta's going to beat Sean Wade and Seven Banks, the other cornerback. But if we can get him on anyone else on the field, they have no chance.
Uh-huh.
You know, then it becomes like, you know, can we get these guys into situations where that's going to manifest on the field? And yeah, they were able to because of some of these motion things. And you flip it to the other side of the field. A part of this goes on Ohio State and Kerry Coombs, the defensive coordinator, because the way they play their defense, a lot of times they do this one high stuff. You know, they didn't want to put the two safeties back, and they got mercilessly destroyed by Indiana. Like, Indiana in the second half of that game kept throwing the ball deep, and Ohio State just would not come out of one high. And so they kept getting popped over the top. And you saw some of the same sort of stubbornness in this game where Ohio State wasn't coming out of some of the things they just do in their base defense, and it was hurting them really bad. In a game like this, when you're going up against better talent and then tacticians like Sarkisian specifically, you probably should have thought about mixing up some of that stuff. You know, maybe think about putting two safeties back in your face at Devonta and, you know, Jalen Waddle's back and all these different guys. But what do I know? I'm just a sports player.
Along with the rest of us.
Let me ask you. Yeah, bro, absolutely. Thor, let me ask you this now. We're kind of in a rich is getting richer time in college football right now, where a lot of the talent is all kind of gathering in the same place. Or first of all, is that a true statement? I know that there are going to be outliers. We just talked about Lance and it's players like that. There will always be outliers. But are we seeing more and more now of places where you end up looking in your job as an analyst and as a guy that breaks down drafts and things of that nature, as talent accumulating in the same place, the SEC and the Power Five, and is because I think there's a lot of college football that just isn't very interesting anymore.
Yeah, and you know, you could definitely make that argument. I'm not sure how much of a difference there is between now and, you know, say 15, 20 years ago. But
sure.
I do think there is, you know, some of that, because we do have some of these grandmasters at the game that are basically at the peak of their powers. I mean, Nick Saban he's the best college coach ever, and right now he's basically in his prime. You know, there was a joke on Twitter, like, after they just won, you know, they just beat Ohio State. There was a joke of, like, you know, this is like when you play NCAA 14 on PlayStation, you know, when you've been playing a dynasty for 10 years and your team gets too good, so you give up the dynasty and you take over Wyoming, try to rebuild it. You know, they're sort of saying
right.
That about Saban.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the program there specifically, and Dabo's got a little bit of this going on, and Urban, you know, set this up a little bit for Ryan Day as well. You have a little bit of a thing where it's just sort of this farm. And it's not only just the talent identification process, it's also the, you know, the process of developing that once they're in the program. You look at Ohio State and Alabama's 2017 classes, they were both ridiculous. And yeah, they identified those kids, but they also had to develop them. But mm-hmm. you sort of mentioned the other side of this. I think there's always going to be the opposite side of that, which is, you know, kids that are, you know, 2-3 stars, and sometimes it's for reasons outside of their control. Trey Lance was just like a rail thin kid coming out of Marshall, Minnesota. A couple teams asked him to play defensive back, or at least to come to their camp and try out as a defensive back, and he didn't want to do that. The Gophers wouldn't even offer him a scholarship. In fact, this is, you know, trivia for people out there. The Gophers, instead of offering Trey Lance, they offered a kid named Vic Viramontes, who didn't even make summer camp with the Gophers. He signed with them, and it became very apparent over the winter and the spring ball that Vic Viramontes couldn't throw the ball, and so he ended up transferring to a JUCO before he even got to summer camp or whatever. And now I believe he's at UNLV as a linebacker. But, you know, people just missed on Lance in the same way that they miss on recruits all the time. And that's how we get,
yeah.
You know, these guys who filter down. So I think there's always going to be an opportunity for studs to be lower on, just because you can't make the process of evaluating high school seniors, you can't make that a perfect process. So you will have guys that filter down. But in general, yeah, I mean, we got some superpowers going on right now for sure.
Roto World and NBC Sports lead college football writer and NFL draft analyst Thor Nystrom joining us. Thor, we appreciate the time. That was a great visit. Hopefully we'll do it again soon, maybe at or around or after the draft, huh?
I'd love to, guys. Yeah,
sounds
absolutely.
Great.
Thank you
so
Thor.
Much.
That was great.
At ThorKU on Twitter if you want to follow Thor Nystrom from RotoWorld.com. All right. Yet another opportunity for us to redeem ourselves from a really less than mediocre State Farm picks. Paul Brooks will join, and we'll all try to inch closer to the Mendoza line. State Farm picks coming up. It's 10:21.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!